The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan and Robin here with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show, our second hour here today, and we hope that you're able to join us, and we're here. Right, Robin?
Yep, right here.
Right here, right now. So, okay, well, we haven't heard from candidate Dan Cox yet, so we'll hopefully be able to hear from him shortly, and we'll see what's happening. 410-922-6680. We're just going to continue on with the regular programming. If you'd like to call in and win some fish and tackle, that's the number. 410-WCBM-680 is the number to call. And all you got to do is leave your name and address with Aaron, or name and number, name and phone number with Aaron, and at the end of the month we'll pick somebody's name to win the fish and tackle package from High Tide Lure, Tackle Box Tim. So, there we go. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we hope to hear from you. Robin, anything you'd like to say to our listeners on this Independence Day weekend?
Mm-mm. I said it all.
You said it all.
And I'm sorry if I seem like I cut the last two callers off. We were just right at the end there.
So oh, I understand. I understand.
I didn't want them to think I never want Glenn to think I'm cutting him off.
Oh, no.
He's one of our most faithful listeners we've got.
Exactly.
And but we were getting close to the end, and I kind of had to hustle.
So. Yep. And, you know, we're on a timeline here. We've got to get all our commercials in. We've got to, you know, make sure our sponsors are taken care of. So, anyway.
Especially guys, you know, all the time. I just don't ever want them to think I'm cutting them off.
Right. And guess what happened to my phone? I can't get it into vertical mode. And I can't figure out how to do that.
See, the things you all don't understand is that will drive him absolutely bald.
Oh, that'll drive me crazy.
Entire show.
Yep, no
and
question.
I will be sitting here dealing with it, and you all are safe at home by yourselves.
Yep, no question. So, we'll get it figured out. So we will. Eventually. Anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd more than glad to take your call, talk about anything you want to talk about. I know guns has been in the news a lot lately. We're not going to get into a lot of that. People want to know, you know, what's Maryland going to do now that the Supreme Court has struck down the New York law. Well, New York's already come up with a new set of gun laws to fly in the face of the Supreme Court decision. And, there was a call this week with the state police, John Jocelyn, 2A Maryland, and I honestly haven't had time to read what John wrote on his email, but, Maryland falls under the one of the seven states that still has restrictive carry permit regulations, so we'll see what happens in the future in light of what the Supreme Court says. Of course, the General Assembly's already announced that whatever it is, they're gonna work to make sure Marylanders are safe and all that stuff, you know, that same old stuff. So, elections matter, ladies and gentlemen, they sure do. It depends on who you vote for, and we just hope for the best. Hopefully there'll be a change in the Congress this upcoming November, with the House and the Senate going the other way again, and we'd welcome that change, because what's going on right now is hurting America, and it's hard to report that a country as great as ours on this Independence Day is having more and more and more of its freedoms taken away, and because of a centralized government. And now they revealed this week, of course, that this is a realigning of the New World Order. And we've been hearing about the New World Order since George H.W. Bush was talking about it. And what you have here are a bunch of people who are globalists. They want everybody in the world to be ruled by the same, you know, standards and so forth. Well, daggone it, this is America, ladies and gentlemen. This is America. This is the United States of America. And we all have different viewpoints, and we all have different we all have the same rights to freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and the Second Amendment is the, you know, the right to keep and bear arms. These are God-given rights. And we're the greatest country in the world. We've shown that we are the greatest country in the world in the last century and a half. We've gone through, you know, two world wars. We've gone through worldwide conflicts. We've gone through a lot. And here we have, in the space of two short years, think about it, less than that, year and a half, we've had a reversal of everything that was working in this company. Somebody said the other day, yeah, this time 2 years ago, gas was $2.21. Amazing. Amazing. So.
It's nauseating.
It is. It is. So, yeah. So we'll see. Anyway, we're not sure where the candidate got to today, but, you know, if he doesn't call in, I'm sorry. You know, we did our best. We tried our best to make sure that that happened. So maybe he mixed up AM and PM. We'll see. But hopefully somebody will get a message to him. If somebody's close to the Cox campaign, tell him he's missing a wonderful opportunity to be interviewed on a friendly by a friendly host and on a friendly station. So. Anyway, if you'd like to call, 410-9... This is throwing me for a loop, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen.
He's lost.
I am. I'm lost. You know, I'm ready for something else here. I'm ready for Dan Cox.
But we've got Ronald.
Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Good morning, Alan, and good morning, Miss Robin. How y'all doing?
Doing good, Ronald.
Nice to hear your happy voice today.
Oh, yeah. We still listen to the show. Still listen to the show, Dan, and everything, Dan. And listen, we love listening to y'all. And, you know, just calling to wish y'all, Miss Robin, I remember a happy related birthday to you and everything there. I remember, and Alan was there. And just want to call and wish y'all a happy 4th and a safe, happy July, you know, Memorial. Not anymore, you know.
Like, Independence Day, buddy. Independence Day. We got you. We're feeling you. We know what you're talking about.
How y'all been, Alan?
We got it.
All right, y'all doing all right, huh?
Doing good. No complaints.
Alan, how's the puppy now, Alan?
How's the puppy? How's the puppy, Alan?
The puppy is bad.
Puppy is not bad.
The puppy has gone rogue on us here. She doesn't listen. She took off yesterday twice.
She's a toddler.
She got out behind me in the front door, and I chased her all over the neighborhood. Then yesterday we had a guy here cutting our lawn, and he left our back gate open, and he left our side gate open. So she went out the back gate.
Oh, yeah.
I called her back. She came back in the yard and immediately went out the other side and went out the front. So...
How did I miss it?
I don't know. So anyway, yeah, it was a big adventure with her yesterday, and she's just
and Alan, Miss Robin, we get ready to go to the New Orleans, Louisiana tomorrow for our blind convention.
Oh, great!
Oh, have a great time.
Great.
Yeah, so we go on July the 3rd, and we'll be down there to July the 11th.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Ron.
Awesome time.
Yeah, you have a great time, all right?
All right. So still love the show. Very much. I had to call y'all and let you know.
Thank you, Ronald. I appreciate it, buddy.
Okay.
All right, Alan, Miss Robin, y'all be safe and take care.
Okay, you
take
too.
Care.
All right.
Bye-bye. He is the nicest, happiest
Never heard anybody more positive than that guy, you know. So, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we'd love to hear from you, but while we're waiting for your call, it's time to, for me to talk about our sponsors, Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And, you know, they are your full-line Browning dealer. If you're looking for a nice shotgun to compete in some or just enjoy shooting sports, you know, like shotgun sports, like sporting clays and trap and skeet and things like that, well, Clyde's is your go-to place for your Browning Satori shotgun, over and under shotgun. Now, there's a couple different models of Satori. There's three or four different models, but this, the Satori 725 sporting model is really nice. It's all gauges feature fiber optic bead, a gloss finish, checkered walnut, engraved low-profile steel receiver, mechanical trigger. 12 and 20 gauge models also feature ported barrels and invectored DS choke tubes. That's good. And then there's the Hunter Grade 1, which is a little less money, a little less fancy, but you know what? If you want to go after upland birds or, you know, pheasant, quail, woodcock, those type of birds, or even you can even take this gun in the goose pit if you want. Goose and duck hunters like these over and unders as well, and it's more of a challenge when you have two shots instead of three, that's for sure. So why not check out all the Satori models, the Satori Hunter Grade 1, the Satori 725 Sporting, and there's even a Satori White Lightning, I think, that you can check out at Clyde Sports Shop, among all the other Browning firearms. 410-242-6108. Is Clyde Sports Shop, and they're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Website is clydesfishinggear.com, open 7 days a week. So you'll be glad that you did. So you will. You know what? Our backyard is looking better and better every year, and we do have some cookouts here from time to time with the family, mostly on the deck. We kind of stay out of the yard, except that's where we steam the crabs and boil the corn and that type of thing. But we like to spend our time on the deck eating crabs and that type of thing with the family as well. So should you. So you put it off long enough, summer's here, time to dress up that backyard. And Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. That poly and hardwood outdoor furniture in a tremendous amount of selections and colors, tables and chairs, and 300 of those Adirondack chairs are, you know, that people like to sit in and lounge in. They're very comfortable. You can see all that at Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island, and you'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, and I say huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Line-X bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Line-X at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Line-X at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Line-X install your Line-X spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Line-X.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for
there goes Willie Nelson. He's carrying that beat right along. Let's see who we got here. We've got Fran. Miss Fran, how you doing, girl?
Alan and Robin, happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
Let me tell you, it is my pleasure to celebrate the 4th of July. I am so grateful for people that put their lives on the line for the freedom that I have.
Amen. We just came through Memorial Day.
The men that signed that Constitution.
Yes.
You don't hear much about it, but let me tell you, they put their names on there, and they went after them like I don't know what.
Oh, they did.
Some of them lost their homes, their money, their jobs.
That's
oh,
true.
Yeah. They didn't just look at those names and say, okay. The enemy went after those men that signed the Constitution.
That's
but
true.
I'll tell you what. My ancestors, we all know where they came from, but they invented a piece of luggage called the cosmetic bag. And I saw a picture of a young black woman dressed the finest way back. And in her hand, she was carrying, as she was going to board the train, a cosmetic bag so she could check her appearance all the time. Let me tell you, from where we came from, to her with that cosmetic bag, there is no country like the United States of America.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
And if
Amen.
You don't like it, can leave.
Amen. Amen. That's true.
I get a little carried away.
Just a little, but that's good. We need that passion, friend. We need that passion among our citizens. We really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're beaten down right now. You know, mothers
Everybody
can't buy.
Wants to come here.
What's that?
Everybody wants to come here.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
They go across water, jump out of planes, or run across the desert, everything to get here.
Yep, that's true.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
Yep.
So.
But our people don't even want to celebrate us.
Yep, and our own people say, oh, we don't celebrate Independence Day. Really? And, you know, that person say that to me, I'd say, well, thank God you have the freedom in the United States of America to say that stupid stuff.
Yeah, well,
so.
The next person say that to me, I'm not sure what I might do.
Yeah. Exactly.
I may not be so politically correct.
Yeah, exactly. Really? You know, really?
I'm having a hard time being politically correct.
Where did you make your living? You know, that you can afford to go on vacation. How did you come about your standing in life? Did you fly in here from another country and just decide this is the place that you wanted to, you know, you wanted to flop, or what's the deal?
I'm gonna tell you this. I don't know what happened to Cox, but I'll tell his people this. Votes are on the line.
Yes, indeed.
And it would have been very important for him to be here and on time. Now, maybe he had a family emergency.
Maybe.
But I'm telling you right now, I see votes going out the door.
He's got a constituency here that he hasn't tapped into. He might have the 2A people, but he doesn't have the outdoors people. He doesn't necessarily have, I mean, gun owners, yeah, I get it, okay? But unless you're part of an organized club and go to that little 200-person event, you're not going to hear from Dan Cox. We've got an audience of 20,000 people here waiting to hear from him. And maybe he did an appearance on WCBM at another time with another show. I don't know. I'm guessing he probably did, and if he didn't, that's a mistake. But, you know, he's to me...
He's going to be here. Something might have happened.
Something might have happened. I mean, I've sent an email. I sent an email.
That could have called the show and explained why he's not there.
Well, amen to that. Amen to that. So, yeah, I mean, I hate to say that, but, Fran, you're absolutely right.
Don't disrespect this Bible-carrying, gun-toting... audience, okay.
You got it, Fred. You're fired up today, girl.
Girl, I love it when you get like this.
Oh, please. All right, I'm going to try to calm down.
Don't ever calm down, Fred.
And you enjoy your 4th of July.
Thank you, dear. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Pete and Severn if he's still there. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Oh, I'm waiting. Nice to talk to you, Alan, Robin.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, amen to everything Mr. Fran said.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, you know, I go to different places. I'll go down through Route 3, 301, and
There's
a big car dealership right there at 50. It's got the biggest, most beautiful American flag.
Yep.
It does, doesn't it?
And I'm telling you, I still get a tear in my eye.
You know what?
When I look at that flag.
I know what Alan's going to say.
I'm going to tell you two of the most heartfelt moments in my life. One of them was at a dove shoot with wounded veterans who had returned after fighting for our country. And we were all assembled, ready to go get in the dove field, okay? And somebody put on a stereo recording, a broadcast, you know, through loudspeaker of the national anthem.
Oh, my God.
And we stood there with our camo hats over our hearts. And I can hardly bring myself, because I'm remembering it right now, can hardly bring myself to talk about it, but it was the most heartfelt thing, the most emotional thing that you can imagine. You've got men standing there with, you know, missing limbs and brain injuries and, you know, vision problems, people blinded by injuries that they felt in combat. And there we are, standing quietly. Everybody's listening to the national anthem in the dove field. Amazing. The second thing that got me was when we were on vacation in Gatlinburg. We went to a little craft antique show down there. You remember that, Robin?
I was going to tell if you didn't.
You go right ahead.
I'm done.
No, go ahead.
I can't remember it like you did.
Okay, well, we're walking through the aisles, and the band's warming up, you know, and you hear them, you know, strumming their guitars.
Nobody's paying any attention.
And the first song they come out with is the national anthem. Everybody freezes. There's hundreds of people in this convention center, whatever it is down there in Gatlinburg. Hundreds of people standing. Nobody's walking around. Everybody's listening. Everybody's respectful. Everybody has their hats off, hands over their heart. And I said to Robin, this is America.
Yeah.
You can't even get people
No place like it. There's no place better.
Nope.
Lots of places. I like to celebrate from Memorial Day through July 4th the concept of liberty. That's what I do during that whole month there. And I'm speaking of political liberty, religious liberty, ethnic liberty, just the right that God gave us to have liberty and the right to choose our style of life that doesn't infringe on somebody else. I just wanted to share a great experience. My nephew is 14. His father, who is my nephew, I don't know, called grandnephews, but his father has been a drug addict. He's 45. Anyway, I promised him if he finished the school year strong, I'd bring him up from Virginia Beach and let him stay at my house for 4 days. So I brought him. I went down, met my sisters in Tappahannock, drove 250 miles up here.
Right.
First place we did went on Thursday is I took him over to the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad Museum, the visitor center there.
Right.
And let him go through that. I mean, when you look in the eyes of the people that they're showing pictures of and see the determination that they're gonna get through this, and they're gonna bring other people through this, and they're gonna have liberty. He has a lot of black friends down in his school.
Sure.
And I just wanted to have him have a perspective that makes him richer with his relationships with his friends. He loved it. So the next day was fishing day. he had never been fishing in his life.
Oh my.
Wow.
I know. I'm doing well, man. I tell you what, I don't know how to compare that to other blessings in your life, but he was so excited. So I took him out in the bodkin, and I used to have an old guy named Joe. He does certain things on my boat certain things. So we get out there, and I'm backing out, and I said, okay, we're going to prep the rods and all that. He said, can I ask a question? I said, sure. He said, why am I standing in water? And I turned around and didn't put the plug in.
No, he didn't put the plug in. I get it.
I'm the only person to have done that. Yeah, my buddy Joe always does that. So I mean, we went back, pumped everything out, went out. But get out there, give him the spinning rod. So okay, here's how you do it. He throws it, and of course, you know, you throw it straight up in the air. So I said, okay, close the bail reel. He pulls in, he's got a white purse. First cast, he gets a white purse.
Nice.
I got a picture of that. I'm telling you, you know what it's like.
Yeah. Well, don't forget to send me a picture.
Okay.
So anyway, so he's like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. So we get it all. I bought him a fishing shirt, a pair of fishing shorts, and the fishing. He's ready to go.
He's ready to go now.
We get the fish off. So I said, okay, now hold your finger a little bit longer on the line. So he did it just a little bit longer, and the lure went maybe 15, 20 feet from the boat. And I said, okay, that's better. I said, now close the bail, wind a little bit, and then snap up, and then start pulling it. So he did. I got another fish. He had a 13-inch rockfish.
Oh, wow.
two fish, first two casts ever, he gets a white perch and a rockfish.
And he's hooked.
So after we got the pictures, I said, I got to explain something to you. I said, fishing isn't always like this.
No.
It's not like no matter where you throw up. But we went out the mouth of the Bodkin. We probably caught about 40 white perch. I threw a piece of I like using beetle spins. Those things are fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
So I put a little piece of crab on one, threw it by a pier, and hooked the fish, and realized it wasn't a perch. So I said, Chad, ultralight rod, 6-pound test line. So I said, here, I want you to take this. I said, I explained to him how to fight this fish, rod tip up and all that. Took about 5 minutes, rod bent over, I got the net, 12-pound catfish.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you what. So anyway, we got back. I said, I'm going to buy you and your father a spinning rod outfit so that you guys can fish together in Virginia Beach.
Nice.
And to help his father to get back some of the lost years because of drugs and all that. Well, anyway, they're both excited about that. I don't want to go on and on, but I tell you what, fishing, in my opinion, is the greatest sport that's second to none. You can hunt like a hunter. You can keep moving around till you catch your prey.
Right.
Use all kinds of different stuff and all that. But the next thing we did, we went to the Air and Space Museum at Dulles.
Wow.
With that, we saw the space shuttle, Concorde. We saw the Enola Gay, and he was just enthralled. What a great weekend.
That is.
Back, the first thing he did was called some friends and went fishing.
Great.
That is
great.
Awesome.
Hey, Pete, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it.
Sorry.
And thank you for doing what you do with your nephew there. That was absolutely spectacular. So
each one, reach one, you know?
Exactly. Each one, reach one.
Amazing 4th of July.
See you
have a great time. Thank you. Okay, folks, we got a few people on hold, but we've got to take a break. So, Aaron, play away, and then I'll come back to me, please.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service. And we heard from Brent Jr. this morning, which is great. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, is where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll diagnose your air conditioner problem if you have one and be able to fill it. 24-hour truck service. And more has kept Spurrier's customers, including Robin and I, satisfied for over 30 years.
Just look for the brand new American flag on Elliott Road.
The brand new American flag on Elliott Road. Absolutely. Thank you, Robin. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, and you can call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, and that's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun?
Until one night she caught me right.
Now I'm on the run.
Sorry there, Bing, buddy. We got to talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Hey. Good morning, Robin, Alan.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, I do a car show and flea market, automobile
right.
flea market, often up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Sure.
100 acres of junk.
Okay.
I love 100 acres of junk.
Yeah.
But every morning, 9 o'clock, they broadcast the national anthem.
I love it.
And everybody just stops.
Yep.
No kneeling, no foolishness like that. Everybody just stops and keeps their eyes on the flag.
Amen.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Also, I heard a song yesterday, a Willie Nelson song, called Vote 'Em Out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You should try to find that as a bumper.
We'll see what we can do.
I'll work on that this week.
Okay. All right, and the third thing, with everybody screaming, oh, my God, it's going to be like the Wild Wild West out here with everybody carrying guns and gunfights
in the street.
Well, by that line of thinking, that means that I'm in my 70s. That means that me, as a responsible gun owner for many years, I'm going to suddenly just walk out and start shooting people.
Exactly.
I never shot anybody in my life. I never had any desire to. So that's them telling us that responsible gun owners are imbeciles.
Yeah, I know that.
And that really annoys the heck out of me.
Some of the things that they have come out of their mouths about that and other things this week, okay, and people are listening to it, absolutely just boggles my mind. The people listen to the or believe the stuff out of their mouths.
And then they hear it on, you know, whatever, MSNBC or whatever,
right.
And then immediately believe it and start spreading it even
more. Oh, sure.
More,
I know.
You know.
Yep. So, hey, listen, thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate that. We appreciate your patriotic thoughts here on the 4th of July weekend, and you have a great weekend yourself, Clay.
Clay, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Mark.
Bye-bye.
Mark in Reisterstown.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. Happy Independence Day, and thank you for all the years of the Outdoorsman program. Decades, actually. Yeah, decades. Yeah, I at my American Legion post, when we were playing pool on Thursday night after a meeting, the national anthem came on in the middle of a sporting event. We all stopped and, you know, paid our respects there.
Sure.
And also in my home. There's nowhere anyone can look in my home and not doubt that I am an American flag person. There's one just about everywhere anyone might look, of different shapes, sizes, and all of that. Plus, I think there's a show on Saturdays around 6 o'clock. The host there, I'm not sure who he is, but he says a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag to open up every week.
And I've heard that, yeah. Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, he says the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag at the beginning of his program.
I think Tom Maher did that.
Highly appreciated.
I think Tom Maher played a recorded Pledge of Allegiance at one time when Tom was on the air. So
we certainly miss him greatly. We miss him dearly.
No question. So
thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you
so much. You have a super Fourth of July.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for calling back in. Let's talk to Captain Don. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, because we had trouble connecting online and all that. Anyway, hey, since you've been on the air, we have caught a bushel of nice crabs.
Oh.
Nice.
So
we've been trying to listen and crab at the same time, but the weather's nice, just a little breeze blowing us right into our line, and we're good.
You make me so jealous some Saturday mornings, I swear.
Again, I'm not sure what y'all have been talking about, but we've had more sightings of the bottlenose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, up our way, up towards Key Bridge. And some of the fish, some of the rockfish have moved up that way, too.
Wow.
And we marked quite a few, but we haven't been able to catch any in five or six different locations up that way. So, yeah, have a good weekend. We hope you all have a nice weekend, too.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy, and good luck. Now, how big was that crab, Don?
You know, we didn't measure him. We had several about the same size.
Yeah.
We had the bubbler, and we threw back maybe a dozen of females.
Yeah.
I can't tell you where we are because we're in a secret spot, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Well,
don't tell anybody.
We won't tell anybody. Just text us the GPS coordinates, and we'll be fine.
Okay. Hey, Kenny, we're not going to tell them where we are.
Hi, guys. I have to make sure I was heard.
Good for you, Kenny.
I agree.
Hey, we won't ask you where you are. Just text me the GPS coordinates and we'll be fine.
It's been the best day. We go 3 days a week at least. This has been the best day in a long time.
Good. Yeah. Glad to hear it.
It's been a bit slow up here and it's more.
I ran into a commercial fisherman friend of mine the other day in Walmart, and he said, I heard you talking about the midwinter dredge survey. He said, let me tell you something. By August, there's going to be more crabs out there than you can imagine. And he said, they're going to be cheap. You won't be able to sell them. I'm like, okay, I hope you're right. You know, and he's,
yeah, we hope he's right.
You know, I hope you're right. He said, just do the opposite of what the midwinter survey says.
My daughter and her husband have a friend who crabs and actually gave them some free crabs. And we got the leftovers.
We got the leftovers.
And I could tell you something. I probably ate six.
At least
eight.
Yep.
And I don't care. They weren't big, but man, they tasted good.
They did. Yep.
A little vinegar, a little butter, and once in a while, a little seasoning.
They were great.
Oh boy! And by the way, we're catching more crabs on chicken neck than on clam backs.
Really? That's interesting. Okay. Cool.
In fact, the line is practically eaten up completely as far as the chicken necks are concerned.
Wow.
You just made you brought back a memory to me that I haven't had in a while, Don.
What's that?
My grandmother and I on the pier down their house in Deal, and we would throw chicken legs on strings over the pier, and we'd catch crabs all day long.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. They don't like skin.
Nope, they don't like skin. Skin. You're right.
I never skinned a leg. I still call it a chicken. I mean, I call it a turkey.
Hey, well, maybe they've changed their tastes over the decades. Many decades.
They're being more health conscious.
Health conscious, not eating chicken skin. That's good. And it has been decades, Robin.
Oh, shut up.
Scores of years.
Oh, shut up, Alan. He's already in trouble.
I'm in trouble. I met
yesterday, and it has not stopped.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Good hearing from you.
Take care.
Take it
bye-bye.
Easy.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Aaron, why don't you play Good Times Crabs and come back to me, and I'll do a couple of commercials here for us, and then we'll finish up our final break, okay? All right.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, guess what? We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall. It sucked the heat out of the room, you know, in the wintertime, and we fixed it. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in this entire region. And when I say premier, I mean premier, because we tried. Before we got to Backyard Billy's, we tried several locations, and we were not satisfied with any of them other than Backyard Billy's. So we selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert for our hole in the wall. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the fireplace itself, and the fire and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. It has a little blower on it, a little fan. It feels great. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. Yeah, it's 90 degrees. Go talk to Backyard Billy's about getting a gas fireplace insert. And I'm serious about that. I'm not being facetious. I think you should. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It'll be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Hey, I was talking about Browning Firearms, you know, and I was talking about the shooting sports, the shotguns for shooting sports, the Satoris, the over and under. But I want to talk about some real hunting firearms from Browning. The A5 Mossy Oak Shadowgrass shotgun. It's a reliable auto-loading shotgun designed for a waterfowl hunter. Composite stock with full coverage Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Habitat Camo. That's available at Clyde Sport Shop, the A5, the old humpback. The X-Bolt Medallion is a high-powered centerfire rifle with a gloss high-grade walnut stock. This is the rifle that you always wanted to own. You know, this is the one. I want one of those beautiful gloss-finished rifles with a walnut stock, you know, a classic-looking bolt-action rifle. Well, the X-Bolt Medallion is the one you want. Then there's the BPS shotgun, the BPS Field Shotgun. BPS is back, newly designed stock with a new look, larger trigger guard, and it comes in a matte blue finish barrel and forged machined steel receiver. And still has the bottom ejection. That's, you know, the bottom ejection is great in a duck blind. You're not spraying your next door neighbor with your hot shell casings as they come out of the side. Everything goes right to the bottom. BPS pump action shotgun, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. They've been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. Website, ClydesFishingGear.com. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after this message.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
Amen, Lee. Amen. All right.
You know, that's one thing I want to say real quick, and I've got another thing to say. But all those people that fought for us, okay, don't go around disrespecting them because people nowadays are screwing up. They fought for us. They got us what we needed and what we live for and what we have.
That's right.
Okay? And when you don't believe in patriotism and all the things we've been through, you're disrespecting the people that fought for us, and don't do that.
Amen.
Okay. Speaking about people doing things to try to make some difference in this world, we heard from Dan Cox's office, or Dan Cox, I'm not sure which one, text us.
His campaign manager.
There was a mix-up in the scheduling today, which we all know happens more than anybody I know happens.
Oh, yeah.
Seem to do it. And Alan doesn't have a clue sometimes. But anyway, that's all right. So we are going to give them a chance to come on next week because everybody wanted to hear him and we want to talk to him, okay? So right now we're rescheduling for next Saturday. I guess the second hour, we haven't made that. I guess that's what we're going to do. And please, everybody, tune in. Give him another chance, okay? Everything happens. Life just goes on. We all know that, okay?
One more thing. I just saw an anti-Dan Cox ad sponsored by some PAC on Facebook, okay? The overwhelming amount of comments, and there were like 150 comments on there. The thing was against Dan. Mm-hmm. The overwhelming amount of comments, were some people I know too, said, "Hey, that's the best commercial for Dan Cox. He's got my vote."
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, when they tried to point out that, you know, the pro-Second Amendment and some of his other positions, that he stands for freedom, that cemented their vote because, you know, some people only exist on what happens in Facebook. Let's talk to Taylor in Baltimore briefly. Good morning, Taylor. How you doing?
Okay.
What's up?
I've seen, they get in the city, the animals.
Uh-huh.
How do they come in the city? Sometimes I...